Welcome to the show, everyone. It's a brand new Bid Nerd, your daily nerd out on the most interesting car of the day from all the automotive enthusiast auction sites. My name is John Polnick. We're recording this show from the Container Park in downtown Las Vegas, along with my partner Michael Deeb in his studio in San Francisco. Hello, Michael Deeb. What's a happening?
Oh,
hot stuff.
Oh my God. Good morning, JP. I missed you. Where have you been all week?
Holy it's cow. All over the cold ass place. Woof. Yeah.
Woof.
We're all by ourselves in the studio today. We don't have a third nerd. We're back to just the two originales, the two dopes that don't know anything about nothing.
I know we kicked Lane Skelton off the show. We wouldn't even let him recap the cars that he bid on, but I kind of miss him already.
I mean, let's face it. Yeah. It was nice having someone that had some clue about anything on the show. That was kind of a refreshing thing.
Yeah, our butt.
Yeah.
Plus, some of my bids were so bad last week, and I blame Lane Skelton. He's so good looking that every time I looked at him, I couldn't remember what I was thinking about. I had some really bad bids last week.
Well, you know, the reason why he couldn't be here today is because he is the stand-in stunt double for Brad Pitt. The Ocean's 59 movie that they're making there in Santa Cruz. I'm sure that's what it is. All right, guys, you're tuning in to Bid Nerds. Maybe this is your first time. If it is, thanks for joining us. We love having you here. This is the show where we find the most interesting car of the day from, I don't know, P-Car Market, Bring a Trailer, Cars and Bids, all the auction sites marked. We find the most interesting one. Michael Deeb and I have a quick conversation about that car, and then we make a prediction as to what's going to happen with that car's auction. And then once we've made our predictions, boom, we go into the future. We climb into our DeLorean future machine. We go to the future and we take a look at the results, and we will tell you at the end of this episode exactly what happened with that car, this car's auction. So let's get right to the car. Beautiful car today. Nice selection, right. Michael Deeb. What do we got here today? Look at this little Orangina.
Most of the cars I pick, JP, I think are cars you would actually want to drive. And so I looked at the 72, which I think you and I both have a closet soft spot for because of that oil filler cap on the the passenger side of the car. But this looks just like a nice little build out of Regalsville, Pennsylvania on Bring a Trailer. Is this 1972 Porsche 911T with a 2.7 liter motor swap. And just a couple of cool little features. Some really nicely done Fuchs wheels with the black center caps, which I bet you love. Who doesn't love a long hood to begin with? It's very rare that we see a long hood with a wing that's not a ducktail. Somebody actually put the Carrera Turbo, aka the real whale tail, on this car. And then they finished it off, in my opinion, with those beautiful, although they're replicas, these are Le Mans Classic, not Recaro, but Le Mans Classic sports seats, which are evocative of the original Recaro sports seats that came available as an option on the 73 RS touring models. But anyway, they look really good with the houndstooth. And I thought this little build was some Bilstein shock. I don't know, a few other little things that they did with the car to make it really nice. Nice car. I just thought I could see myself driving that car. I could see JP driving that car and putting stickers all over it. And I thought, you know, all the cool 911s we do, but we don't do long hoods enough, in my opinion. So maybe I'm just feeling long hoods today, JP. I don't know. Maybe it's the orange color that's got me all washed over. But I thought this was a cool car to cover. So I send it back to you. I know you've owned a lot of 996s. I know you own a bunch of 944s. I know for a fact that your first car was a 914. But what I don't know is how many, or if any, long hoods have you ever owned? And would this be a car you would part with your greenbacks hard-earned to drive and to own for at least a little while until you fixed it up and sold it for more money? What do you think?
So I currently own a backdated long hood. So, not, so you know, an 86 911 that is not a real one. But I've never owned a real long hood car. Never owned, something earlier than, I think the earliest 911 I've ever owned was probably a 77, oddly enough.
Wow.
Yeah.
What year was your 940 you bought?
My 914 was a, my very first 914 was a 73, if I recall.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, you know, but this, yeah, this car is just absolutely gorgeous. I love the colorway. And honestly, I'm a big fan of the 2.7 engine. Tell me about that engine in this particular car. What, how did it wind up in this car?
Somebody did it. I don't think that the seller did it. I think this car was done beforehand. It was refinished cosmetically in 2020, but I think the car was earlier than that. So I don't know. I just, the cool thing is, as a 72, it's probably smogged in most states.
Sure. Yeah.
And then, you know, it's just a 911S specification car, not a Carrera car. There wouldn't be a big difference there, but I think what happens is when you upgrade to a 2.7, you've got a 2,200 pound car with a lot more torque than was ever available in it. And so I bet this car with Weber carburetors on either bank probably just drives really well because it's so lightweight. It just makes a lot more power. I've got a 914, which is arguably lighter than this, but I've only got a 2.2 liter in my car. I would never let go of that 914 if it had a 2.7 in it. That'd be like, forget about it. I just think this is a great motor for the car, and I bet this thing's a ton of fun, even if it's not RS spec. I did forget to mention that when they redid this car, it does have Carrera hips on it, so it's not a narrow body. I just think this is a really cool little build that's not pretentiously so. Like, it's not some wild RS or RSR kind of build that we see with flares everywhere. It even still has the bumper hats on the front, which I think looks silly, but it's cute. Like, it's just a neat little car.
What engine belongs in a 72? That would be the MFI, 2.2?
Yeah, but I don't think a T would have the MFI. A 72E or S would have MFI, but a T, if I'm not mistaken, JP, would have CIS injection, and if it was overseas, it would still have carburetors.
Hmm. Because that MFI, that intake alone is worth gobs of money. I sure wish they had a stereo in this thing. It didn't look like it was from 1989.
That's terrible. If you dropped a cam in this car and put an MFI on there that was tuned really nicely, like you cleaned out all the injectors and everything was pumping as it was and it was tuned correctly, this car would actually make some power. It'd be over 200 horsepower. It'd fly.
Yeah. It is interesting that they, you know, they updated the interior like that with these really cool houndstooth seats and stuff like that. But they chose not to go with the Prototipo. They chose not to go with the ducktail on the back, you know, which is kind of the hot rod thing to do. It's got a hot rod engine in it. So the owner of this car decided to be somewhat subtle, if you can say that about a bright, what version of orange is this color. That is a great looking color on this car. I do really love the way this thing looks. It's got to be a hoot to drive, and it is fun having that little oil flap on that side of the car.
JP, you're about to get to the end of the bucket of photos, and when you get to the bucket of photos with the books, stop on the books, because this cracks me up. It's a 72, but the books say 73. Those kind of details drive this OCD nerd nuts. Like, that, like, yeah. What are you doing? Like, now I've got questions. That to me is somehow that's like a red flag to me. I don't, like, what is going on? Who doesn't know what's going on here? Like, something's off, you know?
All right. Well, with all that, what do we think the value of this car is? It's time to give us the bid. What do you guys think of the value of this car? Before Michael Deeb and I talk about what we think this car is worth, now's the time to put your bid in the comments below. Play along. It's kind of fun that way. And then when we go in the future, you can see if you're any better at this than we are. What do you think?
JP, you're going to laugh. We talk about the weather way too much on this show, but... Mm-hmm. I have learned from you that certain cars don't make sense to purchase during certain times of the year if they're in certain parts of the country. And so this car being in Pennsylvania and we're heading straight into winter, that could be it could be discouraging to some buyers. Watching the baseball over the weekend, it's still raining in Pennsylvania. It's not yet snowing. So I do think you can get this car out of there without it being a major problem. But it is worth noting that if somebody in California wants this car because they can drive it year-round, pretty soon it's going to get really expensive to get this car out of Pennsylvania. So Our car is sitting at $50,000 on six bids, and it has quite a few days to go. It's got 6 days to go. So with that in mind, JP, it's hard to guess where this is going to come in because not a lot of money spent. But I wonder if this car wouldn't bring more money if it was left stock. An interesting question I want you to answer before you give me your number. But I'm just going to go ahead and step on my Johnson and say I think this car will still bring $85,000 because I think the motor is worth it. I think some of the upgrades are tastefully done. And I think that color is eye-catching and it's going to have a big appeal. So I'm going to go $85,000 and feel confident that I'll be in the hunt. What about you, John? Where are you at? And do you think it would bring more money if it was just a T from 72 that's stock?
Absolutely. With the original engine, would be worth more. You're talking easily 100 plus, right? I mean, with
just 100. I don't think it would be much more than 100.
The 72s, though, always kind of bring a premium. They something about that premium, little flap over there, right? So I would think an original in decent shape 72 should bring in the 110 range. This one being a recent resto, we just saw the pictures of the paint job. They did a good job. They took everything out and really went at it. Did it mention what the original color was? Is this the original color?
Oh, I didn't see that, John.
So that's a big ask, right? That determines, and no one's bringing this thing back to the original color at this point. It's not going to be worth it. So your number was 85?
Yeah.
I mean, I think this is a lot of car for that kind of money with a 2.7 and just a fresh. Do I go over that or under that? I mean, I think 6 months ago, for sure.
Over.
Yeah. And where's it sitting at now? It's at 60,000 with how many days to go?
50,000 on six bids with 6 days to go.
Yeah, boy. I'm going to go just under you. I'm going to go ahead and say 80,000. And I think I might regret that. I don't know. This car, I think, has potential to go for significantly more. You know, we see a lot of backdates, going in that number. If you've got an SC, a 3 liter or something like that, or, an early Carrera, like an 85 or something like that, with a 3.2 backdated to something like this, I think it's worth, somewhere in that $85,000 range, the way things are going right now. This car being those cars are trying to look like this car. This car actually is an old, long hood. But it has the upgraded engine, because that's kind of the big thing, right? Is it's like you want the look of the old car, but you want the power of the new stuff. I think it's better probably to put more power in an old one than it is to make a newer one look old.
So cool, too, because this 2.7, even though it's a bigger motor, is a magnesium block. It's arguably the lighter mill in the back of this car. I bet you.
Yeah, anyone.
Fine suspension. It's a great driving car.
Anyone who's driven a 2.7. That's unsprung. A lot of people still have this calcified idea that the 2.7s aren't any good, but because they drove one God knows how long ago and it had the stupid thermal reactors on it, and it was just, it was just corked up, man. The it's just totally restricted powertrain in there, and they wound up being unreliable because those thermal reactors sucked heat and caused the head studs to break and just blah blah blah, all these different problems. But if you get a 2.7 that's been refreshed and that is uncorked, that doesn't have all those stupid restrictions on it, they're just a fast revving engine. They may not be as fast as a 3 liter, but they feel faster. The way that engine gets to RPMs more quickly is just, they're just a fun engine to run, and in a little car like this that's light, looks like an RS, I really do like this car. The colorway, it's fantastic. Cool. Yeah, all right, so there did fun. I gave you our number. What do you guys think? Now's the time to plug your number in. Do it. And we're going to find out how much this little 72 911 sells for right after this. Hey guys, I'm super excited to tell you about our sponsor, Guys Customs. That's Guys, G-Y-X, _ Customs. That's how you spell it, Guys Customs Bracelets. These things are amazing. Check them out. They're handmade in America, custom bracelets made to match your watch or your car. These things are unbelievable. I have three or four of them myself. My partner, Michael Deeb, has a bunch of them. They're pretty addictive once you get one. Each one of them are bespoke. We're talking carbon fiber. We're talking titanium. We're talking stainless steel glass. There's none of this cheap Chinese garbage that you see a lot of bracelets being made out there. These ones are super high quality. They're made right here in America. When you go to Guys Customs on Instagram, it's about the only place that you can order one of these. When you DM the artist, you're actually reaching the real artist when you DM Guys Customs at Instagram. And she will make you a bracelet made to match that special watch, that special car, or that special person that has a special watch or a special car, and they want something really, really cool in their life. These are they make the most amazing gifts. I get compliments on mine all the time. Everywhere I go, people are like, wow, that's really cool. You can see in the pictures, you know, these beads, the colored beads are PTS. They're paint to sample. So if you have a specific color code for your car, she'll have beads made that are specifically painted to match your car or your watch. It's unbelievable. You got to get one of these Guys Customs bracelets. Check them out. They support us, and we really, really, really want to support them. Guys Customs bracelets. All right, let's get back to the bids. Let's find out how much that car sold for today. Hey guys, welcome back to Bid Nerd, your daily nerd out on all the automotive enthusiast auction sites. I'm excited about this car. We talk about the most interesting car. Here we are in the future. You just saw the commercial break. Not only are we about to reveal what this beautiful 73 911T sold for on its auction, but we are also about to reveal a very special guest, Mr. Bradley Brownell. Bradley Brownell, how are you, my good buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Bradley.
I'm trying to find the little thing that says who the hell you are. There it is, everyone. He's the director of the Crawford. Tell us about Crawford. What is that? What does that even mean?
What is a Crawford? Is it? Do you get those out of a creek?
Yes. The Crawford Auto Aviation Museum in Cleveland, Ohio. Lovely Cleveland, Ohio. We've got 190 car collection, and I'm in charge of it all.
190 cars. Spanning what years? Like from the very first steam engines, or
from the very beginning. The high points of our collection are we have a big grouping of Cleveland built cars from turn of the century through World War II. So,
oh, that's rad.
Yeah,
congratulations, appointment, dude. That's all the director.
Thanks, man. It's great. I'm loving the job. I've only been there for like 9 months now, but every day is an adventure.
Flat sixes is still a thing, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Every day and every night.
We're
keeping the Porsche news live.
Dang straight. Cool. All right. Well, this episode is probably relevant. Maybe we need to be on the flat sixes. We need to have some bid nerds on the flat sixes soon, because we talk about a lot of Porsches. Michael Deeb, remind everyone, since they've probably forgotten, they've hung out this far in the show, but then they saw Bradley and they completely forgot about the most interesting car because we have the most interesting guy. What do we got? What's a 73T? What's going on? Just real
quick. Okay, 72 JP. Bradley, as you know, every air-cooled geek loves the 72 because of that little oil flapper thing. Yeah, I don't know why. Everybody, including my partner, have a very big soft spot for this car. So when I saw this one in this attractive color that somebody had recently kind of refurbished and put back to did a build, I thought it was really cool. So what we're looking at, Bradley, a 72 911T with a 2.7-liter conversion. And then just drinking the details, Fuchs wheels. It's got a turbo Carrera wing, which is very rare. Yeah, very rare on a long hood. It's got the 73 front air dam, attractive color, and then sort of those Recaro replica seats, GT Classics, I think. But anyway, just really neat little car. Figured it would go fast with that 2.7, probably out of its own way. It's offered on Bring Trailer out of Regalsville, Pennsylvania, and a nice little car. So, Bradley, let's see. I came in at 85,000. JP came in at 80,000. What do you think a car like this would sell for on Bring a Trailer?
boy, I'm going to say you're both low, and I'm going to go 95,000.
Thank you for stepping on your Johnson. We were all wrong. Our car failed to sell at $76,000 on 27 bids. So it's interesting that you took over. I definitely think there's a lot of value there, considering the bodywork, the paint, the engine swap, all those sorts of things. But this car did not find a home on Ring a Trailer. JP, what do you suspect that's all about?
It's the engine swap. If you're going to do something like this and you're going to swap the engine, you kind of got to go big or go home, right? You got to do a 3.6 or, 3.5 twin plug or something like that. Otherwise, you got to keep it stock. And, if this car had the original engine, this is definitely in a six-figure range. I said it before the break, I like the 2.7. I think that's actually the right engine for a long hood. This car is brilliant. The big question is, I wonder what the guy, what the reserve was, and what did Bring a Trailer let him set the reserve at? What do you think, Bradley?
Well, so this thing has a lot of things that I like about it. Tangerine is fantastic. Yeah, I love a T. If it was an original T, the T's are great. They were like the decontented, like low end of the pecking order. Right. But, I got to say, a 2.7 is, you're right. That's the right engine for this chassis. Because I think you go too big, you go 3.6 and whatever, you just got a burnout machine, and it's just no fun to drive. And you go, you either go stock or you go slightly hotter. I wouldn't go any hotter than a 2.7, maybe with S cams. But there's a lot of things that I don't like about it too, like the wing. The wing just looks all wrong on this car.
Right.
Like, that should have sold on its own to somebody with a mid-year car.
I know, $7,000 for one of those wings. That's how much they go for.
Yeah, right. Yeah, wow. If I were this guy, I would put a stock deck lid back on it. I would try to find a 2.4, swap all that stuff back to stock, put it back up for $100,000, and sell all the stuff individually.
Yeah, I mean, that's always one of those equations, right? It's like, okay, how do you sell a car like this? And at that point, how much would a 2.4 with all the right stuff on it be? That's not going to be a cheap endeavor.
But a 2.7, you sell the 2.7 on its own and you're going to make your money back.
Right, I hear you. I think those are flat. I think, one across. But then you're still talking about the labor involved. That's not an inexpensive thing to do. If you can do it yourself, okay, great. But that's probably not the case for most people. Right. So it's like...
That's their fault.
Yeah, right. Do you just cut the loss? And I don't know. I think this car will sell somewhere else on one of the forums. This thing will probably wind up on Pelican or Renlist or one of those types of places, and someone will probably pay more for it. But the question is how much more does this guy want in order to sell this car? What do you think his reserve was, Bradley?
It's hard telling. I would say with the action on long hoods lately, I'd say he's probably asking quite a bit for it.
Yeah.
Probably up around where I was suggesting, maybe into the 90s.
Yeah, I bet the reserve was higher because I'm sure he's got $120,000-$130,000 into this car with the bodywork and the paint, the motor swap, plus the donor car itself.
Yeah, and
does
why
it say
not
when he got it? Does it say when? How long ago the restoration was done? Was it a recent one?
There's pictures of the restoration. I 2020 believe it is it's a recent one.
Oh, geez, yeah, he's got good money in that car. He's probably wanting all of it back too.
Right.
Yeah, and he probably bought it all right at the height of when the things were the most expensive. All right, guys, what do you guys think of this auction result? Was this owner smoking? Should he have taken the lower amount? Should he have lowered the reserve so that he could have moved the car? Or is this the type of thing, do you think the guy just like, I'm just going to keep it because what do you replace this car with if you sell it that inexpensively? I don't think there's no way you could buy something this cool for 70 something grand. All right. Hit the subscribe, like, and notification button if you haven't already. And we're going to do this again tomorrow because we do it every day. Bradley, thanks for hanging out with us, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sweet. Nerd!